I'm sure after every actor heard of that, they wanted to get paid something like that.
Here's the
question.
But then after
might be the worst of all time.
Wait a minute here, Grego. Let's enjoy the moment here.
That actually hurt.
The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
He just pulled on his leather snakeskin pants and his rock boots.
Stepped out in the 90-degree weather of Miami and went out and picked up another one.
Right.
Yeah. Snake.
Snake! He has been schmoozing Brazilian artist Isis Arruda.
He wanted her.
And actress Michelle Rodriguez behind her back.
Michelle Rodriguez?
Who is that?
That plump catfight chick?
Yeah, she's not so hot.
But she's there.
Right, and he wants her.
He hadn't porked her yet.
He's like, you know what? I hadn't had a fat girl in a while. Why not?
Yeah, maybe he subscribes to the theory that a little heft is not necessarily such a bad thing. And now he can, every time he's sitting around with his buddies, smoking a little weed, and Nicole Kidman movie pops up and goes, Had it.
He's going
not that great.
He's going Hollywood Hogging with that Michelle Rodriguez.
That's Hollywood Hogging. I would love to have a 10-minute conversation with his wiener.
The places it's seen?
Yes.
Snake. Like a nice face-to-face conversation?
Yeah, just sit there and
how about
like,
an eye-to-eye conversation?
Just, dude.
Where have you been?
You are
the
amazing.
The vaginal walls you've bumped up against.
Would you shake the wiener's hand?
Absolutely.
Vigorously?
I would congratulate him with a nice, hearty handshake.
And a kiss?
Snake.
And a nice little peck on the mushroom.
God.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Three, two, and one. Kick it.
The Hard Line. It is 3:20.
The Hard Line.
20 minutes past 3 p.m. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. About to celebrate the anniversary of 10 years of sports radio for Dallas and Fort Worth. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Tuesday. And boy, what a day we have ahead of us today.
Got some good talking points, don't we?
Yeah, we have some good talking points, and our talking points might have just ramped up a little bit.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. Was that on the ticket ticker just now?
Yep, Kevin squeezed it in. The very beginning, he led with it. Breaking news.
And it just came down mere moments ago. The Rangers and Red Sox are going to get the A-Rod trade thing revved up again.
Talk scheduled for this weekend.
Right. Where will it go? Hard to say right now, but they're going to try and get this going again. And I guess that will work and dovetail nicely with what we have planned at 4:10. Will it not?
E-News?
No. We've got a... I think you bring up a good point on this. I think we need to re-examine our interview with Buck Showalter last week.
Maybe Danny should examine it.
Danny, examine it.
We should. I've been kind of rethinking the Buck Showalter thing. He was on with us last Friday, in case you weren't by the channel. He was on with us last Friday, and I'm not sure now upon further review that we handled that interview in a completely above board way. I'm not sure we did the right thing there. And I don't have a terribly great feeling about it, but we'll discuss that at 4:10. And we will also bring you whatever news there is to bring you. Ray, it doesn't appear that there's a whole lot outside of the fact that they are going to get this going again. And it's
scheduled talks this weekend.
Now, just remember this. Remember this one thing. This is the underlying factor in all of this. Wherever this goes, there is no way the Rangers will go into this season with A-Rod at shortstop. In fact, likely as not, they won't even hit spring training with him on this club. Now, what will they have to do to pull this off? Well, they'll probably have to just whore themselves out totally. They will probably have to come away from this by taking on a bad contract and getting virtually nothing of any use. But that's the deal with the devil they made. Everybody makes their own deal with the devil. That's theirs.
Not sure that there's any common ground that can be reached between A-Rod and Buck.
No, I'm not either.
Just don't think there is. Don't think there is.
If what we're hearing is true, the depths of his angst and dislike for this situation here, we don't even know half of it.
What if they fired Buck?
I think things would be different.
Yeah, I think things would be different, too.
But I'll tell you, somebody else would have to go, too. I've heard that he's got just as big a problem with Oral Hershiser than he does Buck.
So what do you do? Do you fire the manager who you just brought in the year before and who was going to come in here and change the clubhouse culture of this thing and things change around and get this thing winning again? Do you do that to accommodate your best player who is eating up so much of your payroll that you don't have the money or you won't spend the money or can't spend the money or for whatever reason, the resources to add parts around him are not there?
Isn't that the norm? Doesn't the coach usually go?
Well, I don't know.
You know, I keep going back to what you said a long time ago, Ron, that, you know, everybody's going to say, well, you know, he's a player. He should play. You know, he should listen to them. But what if A-Rod's the smartest baseball guy in the room?
Yeah, what if he is?
What if he is?
Hey, that's what people in Baltimore will tell you about Cal Ripken. You know, he may have been a player and everything, but he was also the smartest baseball guy in the room.
And so sometimes you got to listen to these people.
You know, he would be the one over in the corner talking about players on his own team, players on another team, situations that come up in games, whatever the case may be, and he would eventually be proven right. More often than not. Maybe A-Rod's that same way.
Just know one thing, that there is, if they do have to go in with A-Rod, all you have to know about this situation, you just have to know one little tidbit. One tidbit is all you have to know about this. A-Rod was willing to reach into his pocket and pull out $15 million to leave. But this isn't like restructuring a contract in football, where you give up a little bit of money now, but you get it later. He was going to give up, here you go, $15 million that he's never going to see. That's how much he was willing to pay to get out of here. Now, does your dislike, Ryan's, have to go pretty deep to do that? $15 million? $15 million. That's all you need to know about this.
I think the answer to that's fairly apparent. Well, that is for 4:10 when we will discuss this. In the meantime, we're going to get into a little Mavericks talk at 5:50. Of course, New Jersey is in town tonight to take on the little Mavericks. That means Jason Kidd is here. And when Jason Kidd rolls around, we cannot resist the temptation to reopen once again the Jason Kidd song collection. So we'll do that sometime around then. The Ranch Report will be at 5:30. E! News is at 5:10 today. At 4:50, we got a movie review. Because movie watching is a sport. When it comes to movies, this is the show. We got a movie review. But we're going to get things started by continuing our long-lost and almost totally forgotten segment, Bob and the Beatles. We're going to get the Sterminator in here next and have him go over his thoughts on the seminal Beatles album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. That is next here on The Ticket.